Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're live in New York on CBS Sports Radio in the Quicken Loans Plush Studios here. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Mafia, I vote for the... I like this better than, let's say, the last 3 or 4 years. I'm gonna take this the path of least resistance.
I think it's good.
I just like it better.
Embrace the change.
Don't you? Than all that other stuff we used to do. Do you remember when? Let's just be honest. When the people emailed in all their questions, and I did that. Like, how many nights a week did I do that? Twice. Three nights a week.
Three nights a week.
I needed a shrink. I did it so much.
And yet you didn't have yours. Didn't have them when you needed them most.
But this is the preferred treatment for my irritable bowel.
Your brain is damaged, you're addicted, you're pervert, you're not normal, you're societal.
Anyway, I wanted to say, going back to the other thing, because I wanted to beleaguer the point. Seriously, when I say this, I mean this. Like, I actually have always, my entire life, look at Carver High rolling his eyes. He goes, no, he's not going back to the well again. He's going to circle the wagons. Can you give me that one? Because you knew I'm circling back.
Well, you're circling back to where you were before.
So I am.
That's all that's happening right now.
But I got to get your opinion of this.
That's okay. We can do that.
So do you disagree with me that do you ever like listening to games on the radio?
I do.
Have you liked it your whole life?
Yes.
Do you agree or disagree that sometimes it's a cooler way to experience a game than watching it on TV?
I can, in some instances, yes, I do. I think that
if you were on a drive, let's say to Buffalo, if let's say you had to drive there, how long is that drive? 4 hours?
A little bit more than that.
5 hours? If you had to drive 5 hours to a game, let's say you're going to Bills game on a Sunday, and Saturday, let's say just hypothetically, there was a huge Notre Dame game against, let's say, Syracuse, and they were both undefeated, and you listened to the game for 4 hours on the radio, wouldn't you love that? The whole drive?
A huge game like that, I'd probably want to watch. But I understand your point. Yes, I could listen to the game. I love baseball on the radio. Baseball I love on the radio.
What about you, Mom?
Even a big game I would do on the radio for baseball.
See, it all depends on the sport and the broadcaster for me. I can't disagree more with Carver High. Baseball, I can't stand on the radio because it's bad enough to watch it with how slow it is. When it's on the radio and you have all that gap between every pitch and they got to try to fill it, or like some people, even ones that are popular in, let's say here, that – just fill it with dead air. You know, there's a lot of people that'll just leave it there. They'll just let it linger, and it's like, is something going on or not?
So the rambling announcers.
Well, you either get the rambling announcers where they got to fill every second with something, or you get the ones that just think it's okay to just not say anything for 30 seconds in between pitches, and you're like, what's going on? So I can't stand baseball on the radio. But certain sports, like fast-moving ones, hockey, football, I could do that on the radio if it's the right person, because there's some broadcasts, some of the national broadcasts you had during the big game for college football this year,
right,
where it sounded more like it was a TV broadcast and not a radio, where they're not telling you where it is, they're not telling you which side they're going to, they're not explaining enough. It's like, come on, I can't see it, you got to let me know what's going on.
Did you like listening to Mike Lang do Penguin games in the car with me, playoff games when we would drive to work?
Yeah, Lang's one of the best. I mean, that guy has it down pat. He's been doing it forever. He knows what he's doing. But when you have some of these guys that don't tell you where the situation scores, things like that, when you know you're just joining in, you got to be caught up all the time. Or sometimes when you get those college football broadcasts, you know, when we're listening on the satellite, when it's the homerized, you know, broadcast, you're like, come on, dude. When you know,
right.
I can't stand when broadcasters use the word "we."
Yeah,
you're not in a jersey. You're not on the field. You're not part of the team.
How about the – we listen all the time to the Cavs guys doing the games, the homerized ones there.
You get some
and
of those
Boston,
in the pro sports, so yeah.
Oh, my God. So, listen, just so you know, like, I have had a lifelong love affair with the radio. I just think it's the greatest thing ever. I honestly believe that if they – because I really don't trust these people. Not specifically anyone. I mean, the people that run this industry, seriously, that it'll go away one day, right? It's shrunk down now, hasn't it, to a it's nothing compared to what it used to be, right, pretty much? And there's only a few companies that run these things, right? Is that about right? And so I'm saying, like, I just pray to God they don't destroy it before, you know, I'm dead, because I've spent, you know, my entire livelihood, everything about my life has been about the radio. I adore it. I love it. I actually love doing the show. I love working with Carver High and Mafia. I like when I'm here. I will not deny I don't like coming in here. I drag myself in here sometimes. It's not fun. That part of it I don't like anymore. I've done it for so long, like driving in here and dealing with all the idiots driving and craziness in New York City, all the rest. But I've done it for so long and whatever. But once I'm here, I'm pretty much, once I get on the air, I'm settled in and doing the show. I like it. If I didn't like it anymore, I wouldn't do it anymore. And I wouldn't, I won't lie to you. I do it because I have to. I have to put my kids through college, all the rest. It's no joke. So, like, I need to do this. And I still like doing it. And if I didn't do it, I don't know. I basically, you know how, like, Schmoozer says if he didn't do it, he'll die? I kind of feel that way. Once this ends for me, and if radio ends, because they've ruined everything else, haven't they? They've made it computerized and digital, and, like, there's no DJs anymore. They just run the computer, runs the network 24 hours a day. They've already gotten rid of all the people. So once they do that and eliminate all of us, I think it'll kill me. Because I think it's bad enough as it is. Like, I can't even listen, really, I'll be honest with you, to the radio anymore with the, like, music channels and all that. I think they're torturous with all the commercials and everything. It drives you nuts. And I think it's just so cheesy. But I like is flowing radio, like sports and music, where I don't have to listen to commercials every 5 minutes. I want to kill myself. But I love being able to listen to the radio my whole life. If they ruin that, I hate those people forever. Automatic hatred. I don't know what I would do without the radio. It's radio, play-by-play sports and music. What would it be? Because I can tell you, just so you know, I don't listen to talk shows. Mafia, tell them. God is my witness. Do I listen to talk shows?
No.
Have you ever heard me listening to a talk show?
Never.
I listen to music.
Not even your own.
What do I listen to? Metal or punk rock?
Punk, metal, rap, whatever you're in the mood for.
Even, like, I like rap. I'll listen to any music at all as long as it's kick-ass. But I don't like talk shows. I don't listen to them. I don't listen. Have you ever heard me listening to the local radio around here?
No, I have not.
There you go. So I listen to sports or I listen to rock and roll or whatever, rap, whatever. Anything that's good, music. And play-by-play I like. Some nights we'll be listening to punk rock, and I'll say to Mafia, hey, do you want to listen to the Cavs and Celtics? Boom, we listen. And I love that about, I hate to say it, I love it about satellite. I can listen to any game, home and away, doesn't matter. I get the game, no questions asked. If you're in a market and you just have that market's team, you don't have anything else. So if you don't like that team, you're screwed, right? Don't you love the ability to listen to any game, any night, anywhere, automatically? Is that not the best way to serve up sports on the face of the earth? Or just to listen to me, which is the greatest thing otherwise. I guarantee you, I'm like your lover. Think about it. I don't know. Maybe not. Rich in Massachusetts. Hold on, Rich. I did want to say one thing. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance as well? Get it all at geico.com. Rich, go ahead off the hub in Boston. Hey, do I really have to listen to this guy on the radio at the same time I'm trying to pull him up? He's listening to himself. Is that really happening to me? Tell him he's got to turn it down. Dave in Ohio.
Hey, Perel, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey, so I agree with about 95% of what you say. mentioning the Steelers and Jags, I got to disagree, man. You know, with the Jags winning the first time, what, 30-9, and then winning this past time, which the score wasn't even – the game wasn't as close as the score said.
Right, so what do you disagree about?
I don't get it. Everyone's constantly every year talking about the Steelers being Super Bowl contenders. I mean, they're not.
Did I not just say they got their ass beat twice and they were never in the game ever? They were down 14 the whole game and 21 at one point. I never thought the Steelers had a chance. Not only that, I took the Jaguars and the points.
Right, but you also said that the Steelers were the better team.
Oh, I think the Steelers are the better team. I still believe they're the better team. I believe they're better on both sides of the ball. In terms of talent, I thought they're more loaded. I think the Jaguars have a better defense, but I don't think there's an NFL player or executive or broadcaster, even in Jacksonville, that would say the Steelers on paper served up were the favorites to go to the AFC title game all year, and everyone thought that they would win that game last Sunday. Everyone thought that they were better talent-wise, but the bottom line is the Jags kicked their ass.
Right. I mean, look at the Steelers, their games even this year. Okay, take away the loss from the Bears. Barely beat the Colts by 3. Barely beat the Rodgers-less Packers by 3. Barely beat the Bengals by 3. Barely beat the
Listen, Dave, honestly. In the NFL, just let me be real clear. A win's a win. It doesn't matter if you win by 3 or 1 or 10 or 20. It's a win. You never hear guys saying, you know, we're lucky we just won that game by 3. All they say is, we won. And look at their record. They won their division easily. Don't try to sell me they weren't a good team. You're really not trying to do that, are you?
Well,
you're trying to sell me that the Steelers weren't a good team?
Well, I'd say that they were probably, I don't know, maybe the fourth best in the AFC, not the first or second that they claim to be.
Yeah, well, that might be that they I don't know if they in their own minds thought they were the second best team or the first best team. They thought they were the best because they all said they were going to beat the Patriots. But, you know, I think the Jags earned it. They're there. Congratulations. I mean, this is going nowhere, honestly. I'm just killing. You know what I'm doing there? I'm wasting my time. You win. You're smarter than me. Congratulations. The Steelers suck, and, you know, tell your dog or something. I don't know what. Tell the mailman. He might listen to you for 3 minutes.
Especially when you're going to go, and, oh, well, look, this, the Steelers did this, and you're going to look at the schedule. Okay, well, let's look at the Jags schedule. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Titans twice. They lost in the last couple of weeks to the 49ers and the Titans. They barely beat some of these. Lost to the Cardinals. I mean, come on. You're going to act like the Jaguars had this vaunted season where they killed everybody? Get out of here.
Yeah, stop. Okay, listen, what's the point? His point is that he doesn't like the Steelers. Wasn't that really the moral of the story?
Absolutely. He's a homer.
He doesn't like the Steelers. Congratulations. Guess what? I bet on the Jags. How many times do I have to say this? I mean, come on. Jesus. I mean, Mafia, will you do me a favor on the way home and stick an ice pick through my head?
The Jags were a better team. Really? That's why the Steelers were favored by 7 on paper?
I just want to say one other thing. I take back everything I said about how much I like doing this job. Mafia, do me a favor on the way home. If I don't have any ice picks left in the car, will you hit me with a sledgehammer?
You got it.
Tracy in Chattanooga, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. Could you pour us Jack and Coke, please?
Can we get him Jack, Coke, Rugs? I got you.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to know if I could tell you my experience in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I was in the Marine Corps for 17 years, and I had the opportunity to do color guard pregame ceremonies at Philadelphia twice.
Right.
And I've had batteries thrown at me, apples, eggs. But the worst experience I've had, I mean, here we are out there in our dress blue uniforms holding an American flag. And I had an idiot shoot me with a slingshot with a double-edged razor blade, and I had to get 37 stitches in my ankle.
Jesus.
So I don't have no love for Philadelphia.
Wow. I mean, that says it all. Someone tried to kill him with a razor blade in a slingshot. How'd you like to have that race across your eyeball from 100 yards out? I mean, that's just brutal. I don't even know what to say to that. Listen, we've established tonight in the first hour of the show that everyone in Philadelphia is what? A gang member, a hoodlum, a hooligan, a thug, or a loser? Is that what you said, Carver High? We covered it pretty much?
Pretty much.
I still think it's a great city. I lived there. I liked it. I worked there. I liked it. It's a cool place. I guess. I mean, I think it's a good sports town. I mean, what do you want to know? Aren't they all the same? New York, Philly, Boston. I mean, come on.
Every fan base has their idiots. So.
All right, 855-212-4CBS. Call the show. I want to hear what you have to say.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Cliff Drysdale reporting live from Melbourne at the Australian Open on the Pharrell Radio Program. Beautiful, scintillating weather down here, Pharrell, I must say. Down under, if you will, tonight, 3 a.m. your time in the Big Apple. A great match between the wild one, Nick Kyrgios, and Willie Joe Namasanga. Also at 3 a.m. Eastern New York time, midnight Vegas strong time, Pharrell. Number one seed Rafa Nadal is in action this evening. I believe he's the number one seed. I have no idea. I'm just saying that at this point, hoping that he is, because no one else is playing in it. Is Djokovic the number one after all of his recent struggles there, Mr. Kavahat?
Gee, Cliff, I was going to go to you to that one. You are our couple Chardonnays for you, Cliff, before...
Only Manhattan's Kavahat. Try not to get into my drinking habits. Of course, Caroline Wozniacki also playing tonight with her boyfriend David Lee in the building.
It is good to hear from you again, Cliff. I've missed you during the long winter months. It's nice to have you back.
Everyone loves Dennis. Of course, I knew that Rafa was the number one seed for Al. Just joking to start off on our Australian Open coverage from here in Melbourne. We'll be... calling in again tomorrow night with updates on everything that's happening in the tennis world down under.
Now, when does that end? When we're in Vegas? Is that weekend when the finals are?
Get me another Manhattan. I have no idea when it ends. Hopefully within 2 weeks or the time Serena has her next baby. Anyway, very exciting.
I'm just looking for things to bet on. That's pretty much all that I'm trying to do.
Plenty to bet on, as you know, Kavahai. I know you're going to Las Vegas. You'll be betting on the Super Bowl, NHL games, NBA, college basketball, and tennis, of course. So I know that, Cliff, one last thing, that they're all complaining again, the annual complaining by tennis players that it's too hot in Australia. Over $105 you're playing in Melbourne, Pharrell. The temperatures are, it is literally taking your breath away. It's so hot. But I have to tell you, there is very little clothing on here in terms of fans, and they are rabid here at the Rod Laver Arena. Plenty of beautiful ladies and lots of people spending money here at the Aussie Open.
Yes, the women's final is Saturday the 27th, the men's final Sunday the 28th.
You'll be watching that, Pharrell, along with that Vegas-Detroit Red Wing game early in the morning that day, and then, of course, the Super Bowl later that day featuring the Eagles and Patriots.
No, the weekend we get there.
The next weekend will be the Super Bowl. You'll be focusing on the NHL All-Star game and, of course, college basketball and men's tennis. There you go, Cliff Drysdale, reporting live from Melbourne on the Pharrell Radio Program. Mark in Milwaukee.
Mr. Pharrell, how are you this evening?
Hey, buddy.
One thing, a couple nights ago, you mentioned that some people were having a focus group and they had suggested maybe you be fired. I got a better suggestion. How about firing them? Okay.
I was saying that when I was in TV, which I did a lot of in my career, the last television job that I had for like 3 years every day. The show did well. It got ratings in New York, and yet they still fired me. They said that the focus groups found that people did not like me or my loud opinions, so they fired me.
I don't value their opinions. I disagree.
Yeah, I never liked those people anyway, if it makes you feel any better.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. You talk about radio. I'm 65 years old, and I'm a devotee of radio. I couldn't agree with you more. I've lived in different parts of the country. I've been fortunate enough to live in L.A., the Vin Scullys, the Chick Hearns, these kind of people. How about Johnny Most? Maybe that wasn't a great imitation, but, you know, these guys that are on TV on these, you know, NBA games and the, you know, NFL games, forget it. I couldn't agree with you more. I'll miss Keith Jackson. He was exceptional, and one thing that he called, I don't know if you're aware of, he called, I was present and accounted for in 72, when he called with Bill Russell the Bucks-Laker game in Milwaukee that ended the Lakers' 33-game winning streak. He called that and some other things. So he was great. But I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I think of, I'm not a, you know, real familiar with Pittsburgh, but Myron Culp or Culpe, I mean, he must have been terrific.
He was great on football. He did the games. He was crazy. He did them forever.
On radio, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah. He was fantastic. And believe me, it was the stuff of legend. And those were all the glory years when they were winning all the Super Bowls for the most part. And I knew him, and I looked up to him, and I worked with him, obviously, in the same marketplace. And he always treated me fantastic. For a guy that was, like, at the end of his career, pretty much, for the most part, he was in probably the last 10 years of his career. He was a brilliant writer and great broadcaster. He did a great talk show that was very popular in Pittsburgh at the time. And I was doing radio morning and afternoon drive sports updates at the time on a station a lot like a news station, like 1010 Winds in New York. You know, give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world type of station, news and sports all day, weather, traffic. I did that, and Myron was always great to me. I looked up to him. He was fantastic. So, they don't make them like that anymore. I used to love living in L.A. and sitting in 3 hours of traffic to go to work every day and listening to Vin Scully call a Dodger game. It was great. Ron in Vegas.
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'll see you here in about a week and a half or so, okay?
Can't wait.
You know what I've been doing for years? If I can find a radio telecast for a TV sports program, I will turn the sound off on the TV and listen to the radio broadcast. That is just a fantastic way to watch a sports telecast.
Yeah, I love it. Like I said, to me it's awesome. I think it makes you sharp. It makes you think. It makes you visualize. It makes you just go escape. You're in another world when you're listening. It's all going on the way you want to see it. It's not, you know, I get it. TV's so easy. You turn it on, you sit there and watch all day stoned and drunk, and you can watch it, and it doesn't make you do anything except zombie out. But radio, you actually have to sit there and think and listen and pay attention and try to understand exactly what's going on, and I think there's a lot more to it. And, you know, they've written songs about how stupid TV is. You can just sit there and drink a six-pack of beer and just fall asleep watching TV. It's so easy. I mean, I love TV, too, just like everybody else. But I think there's a beauty, there's an art to sports on the radio. I really do. It's crazy, but I believe that. It's time for the update. I'll come back and take your calls. If you're on hold, you're getting on the air. If you want to get on the air, call now. I'll get you on.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So all my title game snags are up on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's got everything, the site. Every pick, every sport, every day, everything. NBA, college hoops, NHL. So the title game snags are up, money lines and spreads. I've hit 10 of my last 12 NFL bets. 10 of my last 12. I mean, what do you want? You can't do better than that. NBA tomorrow night, San Antonio and Toronto. College hoops tomorrow night, Indiana, Michigan State. NHL tomorrow night, LA, Anaheim, Montreal, Washington, Vegas at Florida. PharrellOnTheBench.com gives you everything, even boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. PharrellOnTheBench.com has it all. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. All right. I've been on fire hitting winners, too. If you like making money, seriously, if you like action, I'm the man to go to. And Carver High, when he's in Vegas, he's got a healthy habit with that mobile app. We love those people at William Hill. That thing's great.
I got an email from them today. Like, I'm extremely excited.
Whoa.
Like, I got something about like earning points over the next few months to get extra in your account. I'm like, well, I'll just earn so many points in the week that I'm there that way the next time I go there, I'll got some.
But every time I do it,
I have stock for me. You know,
I have to get the thing turned on. Every time I go, I have this.
Well, you see, I never got.
Because when you don't do action, it turns off.
No, I kept mine on. Mine's been on since August.
But if you don't place a bet, it doesn't work.
That works for me.
Oh, so you're making bets in
Long Island?
You're
not
telling
what I'm
me?
Saying. I'm saying I can go on the app and look at lines. And
I'm telling
like
you,
that.
When you try to make the bet, it won't work.
Well, yeah, I'm not doing that. I know I can't.
So what I'm saying is Mafia knows how to like get a hold of them to have them turned on so that the minute we land, we got action.
Yeah, all I
got
to do is just put money in the account when we get there. That's all I got to do.
Pretty much, but there's another move, right, Mafia? You've been there with me and done this.
Yeah, you know, call the help number and they'll do it.
There you go. All right, so just so you know, NFL Conference Gambling Breakdown, huge money's pouring in on the Jaguars as we speak. Devin McCourty sees a winner in Blake Bortles. He also spent time today talking about how beautiful Tom Brady is. All that sweet stuff.
Can't be with that sweet stuff.
Josh McDaniels will take Andrew Luck to the next level, according to who? Remember, wasn't he going to do that in Denver? Fox pushing hard for the Thursday night football package, but online-only bids being considered as well. So listen to this. Fox is in on it. FS1's in on it. Disney a bid with intentions of airing games on ABC, the network. CBS, NBC also bidding while hoping to pay less than they did last year when they spent a combined $450 million for 10 games. So Fox wants in. Heisman winner Baker Mayfield tells the Dolphins Kenny Stills to get me to Miami. Do you think they'd rather have Baker Mayfield or Tannehill back? Baker Mayfield or Tannehill?
Well, I think the Dolphins want to have Ryan Tannehill. Baker Mayfield just jumped on that thing today and said, get me to Miami. I don't know what that was about.
I'll tell you what it's about. I wish I was in Miami right now.
I guess everybody would want to be in Miami.
Aaron Aflalo suspended two games for his fight with Belica the other night, and I'm sure that'll be reduced to one game. Warriors tied their franchise record with their 14th straight road win the other night with the win over the Bulls at United Center. Think about that, 14 straight on the road. I like that, right? That's when you know you're a badass. I told you, you want to win in sports? Win on the road. Those are the teams that win the championships. The NBA All-Star Game, the entertainment has been lined up. Fergie will sing the national anthem. Bare Naked Ladies will perform the Canadian national anthem. Kevin Hart will headline the player introductions, and Pharrell Williams, Nerd, is going to perform at halftime. What is that? N-E-R-D, what is that?
Back up there for 1 second. They need a guy to handle the player introductions.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, he's very funny.
And Kevin Hart, he doesn't come cheap, all right? That dude makes a ton of cash. They bringing him in just to introduce the players?
Yes.
I'm sure he's there for the celebrity game because he goes there every year and tries to do the MVP and everything. So he's probably there all weekend anyway.
Would DeAndre Jordan fix the Cavaliers' problems? Would you like to see him get traded to the Cavaliers?
Depends what the price is, because if you're just giving up like Tristan Thompson maybe or, you know, a couple of smaller parts, but I can't see them getting DeAndre Jordan without having to give up like Love and Thompson maybe or some of these other, you know, guys that you don't want to give up yet.
So the Cubs can build a 2018 champion without sacrificing Bryce Harper dreams. They want to get Bryce Harper to play with his buddy Chris Bryant, two Vegas guys playing in Chicago. That's their goal. Tomorrow we might even talk more about the power rankings, the best rotations allegedly in baseball, Carver High. I don't care about the shortening the games. They do this to us every year. They're going to shorten the games. They're going to make the games faster. Every year we do this. I don't even care what they do. It doesn't matter how long. I want to go to a baseball game and leave in 2 hours?
We've had this discussion a thousand times.
I want to sit there and get drunk and baked and eat popcorn and hot dogs.
If you're coming to the game to look at your watch and see how long till you get out of there,
then stay at home.
Why are you coming to begin with? I get it when it gets stuff like, you know, those Yankee Red Sox 4.5 hour games. But if that's going on, the game you would have to think is probably somewhat exciting, right? That means there's probably been a lot of runs. There's probably a lot going on. Where's the rush to leave? Don't come.
So the Flyers have officially sent Eric Lindros's number 88 up to the rafters. Remember when he played? He was pretty much a jerk. And then now he's the nicest guy in the world. I always tell you, once nobody cares about you, you're the nicest guy in the world. When you play, you're mean to everyone, the media, everyone. Just a big shot. And then I told you, that guy got his bell rung 100 times. I'm surprised he can even talk. Seriously, as many times as he got cooked.
He'll always be loved in Denver, that's for sure, because he pretty much gave them all their players for those cups that the Avalanche won after they left Quebec. So
yeah, you got that right.
Thank you, Eric.
So I don't know about all the tonight's games, but like if Crosby and Gensel, I don't think they had goals.
Speaking of tonight's game, remember that Dustin Brown hit that we talked about earlier? So Dustin Brown said after the game he thought it was just a 2-minute penalty. He thought he got jobbed on the penalty call. He's dead wrong.
All right, so these guys are hot. Klingberg, 8 games. McKinnon, 7 games. Goudreau, 7 games. Jamie Benn, 5. Crosby, Gensel, 5 games. Hall, 5 games. I know he had another big night tonight, so that's 6. Hamilton, Huberdeau, Kessel, 5 games. Radulov, Sedin, Simmons, all on fire, having point streaks in the NHL. Here's the story. Dana White says that Donald Trump does crazy things, but is a stand-up human being. Great guy. Unless you read the New York newspapers this week talking about him sleeping with all the porn stars. Crosby with a 6-gamer now with an assist tonight. Former New York Giants star Derek Ward accused of brutality against his wife. And Sebastian Telfair, the former NBA point guard, has been ordered to stay away from his strange wife and kids after he went nuts, allegedly, in a violent window-smashing rampage at their home in Irvine, California. Smashed in her fancy car windshield. Then, they got a restraining order against him, Sebastian Telfair. She says she's worried about his mental health, says he's threatening to kill himself, has become hostile, unstable, and violent. She also sent the police photos of all the guns he has. He's got an armory with AK-47s and, multiple handguns, massive. He's got an army full of ammunition, too. Wow. That just does not look good at all. And Derek Ward guy, she said she was schooling her daughter about scuffed shoes. He chimed in. You always have something Pharrellin to say. I hate you. I'll kill you. I don't care if I go to jail. You're so Pharrellin, stupid. Sounds like Derek Ward is a really nice guy.
Sounds like a real great guy.
Sounds like a
great
guy. Do you think he hangs around with Josh Brown? You think they go bowling together? There you go. All right, can I go to the phones really fast? Sean in Boston, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I love the show always.
Thanks.
Two quick things. Baker Mayfield, I think he would be a good fit in Miami because what do they get to lose? Tannehill's not the guy. That's number one. And the second thing is that Patriots spread has gone down from, what, open 9.5 down to 7.5 real quick. I'm a Pats fan. You know this. I think this game is going to come down to 2 to 3 points. I obviously like the Patriots, but this is going to be a way closer game than everybody thinks. And one last thing. Carver High, better luck next year with Buffalo, bro. Later.
Wow, the late overhead slam at the
net. Sean, I'm perfectly fine. I got to see a playoff game finally. I'm good.
So he's just like, he's okay, and he had a beer and a shot. He doesn't care what you think. Joe in Texas.
What's going on, bro? Can I get a shot of Jaeger and a cold beer, please?
Jaeger, Schlager, and a beer to wash her down.
Check out.
All right, what up?
Hi, NFC Championship, Minnesota, Philadelphia. The Vikings are going to have to earn this one. I mean, last week, that was an awesome ending, but they're going to have to earn this win. I'm rooting for Case Keenum. He's a Texas kid, went to U of H, was a Texan. Nobody believed in him. He made it to the NFC Championship game. So Nick Foles, going to be a decent quarterback matchup. I think it comes down to who controls the ball longer and makes less mistakes. What do you think?
Well, that sounds like a game plan. Who makes less mistakes? Who doesn't turn it over? Who's got the ball more? Who scores? What way the wind blows.
And he's absolutely right. You're going to have to earn this one.
You got to earn it. It's going to be a long day. You got to work hard. And you got to hold on to the ball. George in Seattle.
Hey, Pharrell, I've waited 62 years to have you pull me a shot of Stoli's and maybe chase it with a bud.
Stoli and a bud. Check out. So what's up, George? You coming to Vegas?
I'm coming down to see you guys next week.
That's beautiful. We'll be
I'm
there.
I'm a virgin, though, Pharrell. Tell me the do's and don'ts.
I got you covered. Just show up at the D. We're there Monday the 29th, all week, every night at 7 in the View Bar, second floor of the D. You're going to love it. There's nothing. Just bring fresh underwear. You'll be fine. Jameson in Iowa. Get him a JMO shot, Mafia.
Hey there, Scotty.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling. You guys talking about radio broadcast, Baron TV. I totally agree. As a legally blind sports fan, there's times where I try to watch a TV game and they go off script. Especially what's going on in the game with radio, they have it described everything to the radio. I can make a mental picture in my head. The only downfall, though, when watching it with other people is the delay compared to radio comes on faster than TV does.
Yeah, you're right. And, I could sit here all day and tell you everything you just said and how much I love it, too. So I'm with you 100%. I love it. I love sports on the radio. And, you know, I can dig it if people just want to watch football. That's why you're fat and lazy. Jason in Boston on 98.5 The Hub. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Scott, Scotty, can I have a pint of the black stuff, please? A Guinness.
Can we get him a fresh Guinness? It's a very strong beer. I love that beer. I used to drink a lot of it.
Hell yeah. Scotty, so I share the concern of the my fellow Bostonian that called, but my thing was I was already picturing a Houston Texans-like game from last year, Patriots in the playoffs, where people thought they were going to wipe the floor with Houston, who had a very good defense, and the Patriots kind of struggled with them for 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters, where they finally pulled away. So I was already picturing that, and now with this hand thing, I'm kind of...
Listen, you guys are unbelievable. Last year, you were down 25 in a Super Bowl. I'm sure you doubted them then, too. They still won the Super Bowl. They're in 7 straight AFC title games, and none of you people believe. It's unbelievable. You're a bunch of pikers.
7 straight AFC title games, defending Super Bowl champions, and they're worried about Blake Bortles and the Jaguars coming into Foxborough this Sunday, all because the guy's running around with a glove on his hand for the last 2 days. Scotty, give me a break.
Honestly.
They're going to win this game by 30 now. I'm even more convinced.
Honestly. I mean, calm down. Have another Stoli. For Carver High and Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app in the App Store for free. Download it. You'll love it. See you tomorrow night on a pain-free Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.